Students have tried several approaches at getting lawmakers' attention this year. This time around, protesters have vowed to fast for 3 days and spend most of their time on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda. UW-Madison junior Josh Healy says their goal is to point out that tuition increases are making the university inaccessible. He says his group has tried traditional lobbying without success.
Lobbying is not what gives people power. Campaign contributions is what gives people power. So when the big business goes up there and lobby, the only reason that they get listened to is because they give huge campaign contributions. Well, we're students. We don't have campaign contributions. So all we have is ourselves, our bodies, our voices, and that's the only stand that we can make.
Healy says the state should increase its corporate income tax rate to balance the budget instead of raising tuition. Governor Jim Doyle's current budget proposal calls for tuition increases of between 5 and 7% in the next 2 years. Mary Kirkendall is a senior and a returning student at the UW-Madison. She says the way things are going, the UW could get too expensive for her children.
I have two other students who are looking to be a part of the UW system, and I am very fearful that they may not be able to come to the university because of the tuition.
As of Monday afternoon, the students said the response to their protest had been generally good, with a few visitors dropping by to encourage them. They say they're hoping to speak with more lawmakers when both the State Assembly and Senate come to session this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.